Aviation Gateway Park today for On the Fly at the EAA Drone Cage. All kinds of fun stuff going on over here. If you haven't checked this out, you need to make your way over to Aviation Gateway Park and check out the drone situation. And we've got our own Jim Gray in the field, so to speak. Actually, in the cage.
They finally put me in a cage. They've been waiting forever. Tommy's going to be so pleased.
Yeah.
All right. So yes, I'm in the drone cage at the UAS Showcase Building at Aviation Gateway Park. See, I got all the words down, right? Perfect. Join now with Chris Knight. Chris, what's your affiliation here?
I'm with the Drone Media Group and remote pilot. So here to fly and do drone demonstrations. And I'll be speaking on Saturday as well.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about some of the equipment that people can see here. I've seen everything from small little handheld things to we're standing here in front of an Inspire 2, a $7,000 or $8,000 drone. So let's start at the bottom and go up. So some of the small Tiny Whoop class, talk about some of those.
Sure. Well, the Soaring Sky, they're doing the Tiny Whoops and the little FPV racing drones. And so that's every afternoon. Embry-Riddle at 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, they do a FPV challenge, right? So everybody can come in here and you can do the demo on the over by Soaring Skies booth. And after you've proven that you can fly in the demo, you can then get a chance to come out here and fly in the cage.
Ah, so that wasn't just a play with, that was like a test.
Yeah,
I yeah. should have done better. I was seeing what I could run into. All right, so the small Tiny Whoop stuff, I mean, those, what, 4 inches across? I mean, the entire thing,
yeah.
4x4 square?
Three, four inches.
Right, so things like that that are whizzing around. Now, the advantage of things of getting using that to get involved with is you can kind of plow into anything.
Yeah, low cost and $100, $200 at the most. Yeah. So a very low cost of entry and easy to get into.
All right, and so then we step on up from there into the stabilized systems. So let's talk about some of the stuff from DJI. Not that DJI is the only option out there, but DJI is kind of ubiquitous with drones worldwide.
Right, yes. The DJI Mavic Air is the most popular drone right now. And the Mavic Air, Mavic Pro, and Mavic Pro Platinum are great starter drones. For $1,000 or less, you get started, and the aircraft extremely stabilized.
Two that you didn't mention that I want to ask, and maybe there's a reason behind this. We have the DJI Tello,
right,
which is just a little bigger than the Tiny
right.
Whoop stuff.
Right.
And then the Spark. So tell me about those ones.
Okay, yeah, Spark, $499, $500 right now. And Spark has, it's a great beginner drone, right? Especially if you don't intend to use it a lot for aerial photography or aerial video. You just want to learn how to fly. Also, when you're new to drones, sometimes you want to have a lower cost drone to learn on. And so the Tello is awesome for that. The Spark is also awesome. I don't like the range, of course, and the wind issue. Like, they don't fly great in higher winds. Whereas the Mavics, the whole Mavic Pro and Mavic Air, they'll fly in better winds.
All right, so if I was somebody that said, I think I might want to get into doing stuff with drones, whether it's hobbyist or professional, but I want a quality starter drone, what would you suggest at this point?
So at this level, I would consider the Phantom 4 Pro a starter drone. And that's, right, $1,500 because of the one-inch sensor.
Ooh!
I know, right? But if you're the Mavic Air is also awesome, especially if video is your thing, right? So video... The Mavic Air is 100 megabit video bit rate, which means it's awesome for video, 4K, for less than $1,000.
All right. So as we move up into the world of I'm going to develop a professional drone business between photography or agriculture or commercial industrial type applications, then we started getting that. Now we're starting to spend real money, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So tell me some of the options as we move on up.
So the Phantom line is the bottom, right? The Phantom 4 Pro version 2 is the newest one. It's on pre-order right now. Phantom 4 Pro was the previous best model to buy in the Phantom line. That's the white quadcopter you've seen out. Everybody knows this one. But then after that, we've got the Inspire 2. The Inspire 2 is absolutely the top right now in ready to build, ready to fly, aerial cinematography, aerial video, aerial photography, perfect.
Now you can clip different kind of cameras and different functions onto that. So. Let's use the Inspire 2 as kind of a base of operations. Tell me some of the possibilities with the Inspire 2, and you know, maybe Scott, you can demonstrate some of these as we're moving along here.
All right, so the first thing is that the gimbal and the camera is interchangeable. So you can put in a 1-inch sensor with the X4S. This is the one we have here is the Micro Four Thirds X5S. And then one above this is the X7. And the X7 has a Super 35-millimeter camera sensor, so it's perfect for aerial cinematography. Now, those are the three different types of sensors you can put on here. You cannot put on infrared, or I'm sorry, thermal, right? But you can do these three different sensors. The X5S is most popular. The X7 is what we all want. But it comes at a cost, right? And then after that, once you buy the X5S, the X7, you can change out the camera, the lens. So this is an aftermarket lens. It comes with a 15-millimeter lens, but this is a 12-millimeter lens. You can put on a 45, you can put on a 25. You can change the lens out. So to give you an example, so this one here is the X5S. This is about $2,200 to $2,500 in the camera, gimbal, and lens combo by itself, compared to a $1,500 Phantom that has everything in it.
Right, but we have some versatility in what we can add on and change and things like that. And all of these ships have stabilized gimbals. You know, you can spin the drone around the camera or the camera around the drone and things like that. Has the ability of putting the goggle system on it as well, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes, it does. And the new drones that are coming out from DJI, the Phantom 4 Pro version 2, has Oculus instead of Lightbridge. So this one uses Lightbridge. They all basically use Lightbridge. But the new one has Oculus, which means that they're going to be designed, ready-built for goggles.
Yes. Hey, hey, Jim. Yeah. So the novice over here wants to know.
Yes, you, sir, in the front.
Yes. So you're talking about these, you know, movie things, applications. Is that really the growing huge rage is, like, for those kind of applications in
Absolutely.
These upper-end drones?
Absolutely. Even if, I'm aerial photography. That's my thing. Even when I'm doing aerial photography, if I just roll 4K footage, I have 4K video. I can grab a high-quality still and grab that money shot because it shoots 60 frames a second. But in aerial photography, I get 5.2K out of it.
And now, if I remember rightly, when the Inspire 2 first came out, they shot an entire movie using an Inspire 2, including all the aerial shots, and as it would come down, they would grab it and then walk it through the house and, you know, do things like that.
How fast are they?
This particular aircraft is the Inspire 2, 58 miles an hour is what they say. I've gone as fast as 92 miles an hour with it.
So it could fly formation with an airplane and actually film an
Probably
airplane.
Probably not,
but... I have stories that I will not talk about on air, yeah. Just so you know.
But well, they, you know, they have these EA photo planes that go out and do all this video. I'm wondering if that's an application in the future that could be used for that type of
thing.
You
never know. You never know. So, but the Inspire 2 is that, I say, a good, strong base level, especially if you're doing anything for photography. You move into some industrial applications, though. So we're going up from there. What are we looking at?
So industrial would be the M200, M210. And this is the most beautiful drone for public safety, for police and fire. This one can use thermal, awesome for inspection work, does excellent for, it's also water resistant. It's not waterproof, but now when we're in fog and moraine and an aircraft like this, in rain, you're not going to fly any of the DJI aircraft in rain. But the Matrice 200 or 210, absolutely, maybe, right?
And yeah, I've seen some of the footage of that, of you know, running it in the shower and then picking it up and going flying, you know. Yeah, and holding solid in a 50-mile-an-hour wind. Looks like it's setting sideways on a beach somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah,
there's lots of applications. So these are some of the ships, but let's talk about how people are using drones today. So there's the hobbyist flying around for fun, but how are people using quadcopters and drones to make money?
Oh, to make money? be inspections, be photography, real estate, videos. A lot of money is in aerial video. So an agency will hire you to fly the aircraft to grab footage that they'll then mix in with ground footage. That's really popular.
I heard one of you talk about goggles. So explain a little bit about what this goggle thing is.
All right. Yeah, so the output of the radio has, right now in the Lightbridge system, you have to use HDMI outputs, right? So there's an HDMI output on the radio. You hook that up to your goggles. And the new ones will be all wireless. But this allows you to see what the drone is seeing in real time. But then, under current FAA regulations, you actually have to have a visual observer. You have to maintain a visual line of sight on the aircraft. So
let me share a story that might be good for you to know as well. So I do broadcast tower inspections, and I use a Mavic Pro with OcuSync and the DJI goggles. So I fly the aircraft up the tower. I have one of my engineers with the goggles flying the camera, looking at things, taking pictures, taking video as I scan the tower up and down. And we did that, charged the customer $3,500 less than it would have cost to have somebody walk up the tower and get the same information. You know, so that there's an example of an industrial use using goggles and everything else. All right, so you are in the industry. Tell me what's coming up. What's on the cutting edge?
For what? For drones?
Yes.
Faster, better.
Higher.
Longer battery time.
Battery time.
I hear the battery time is like that's the thing. If you can cross over that, but I mean, what maximum is like 28 minutes or so on a Mavic, and even less when you start doing things a little bit more exciting than just hovering.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We want to see longer battery times because if I'm flying this for a sporting event, for example, like a Tough Mudder or a triathlon event, and I'm the aerial video guy, so they're maxing in my video footage live in real time. If I have to keep on coming down every 20 minutes, that's really a problem. Because we want to not have, it takes away, I'm no longer an asset until I'm changed out, so.
That's why you need a fleet of three of them or so, right?
Just kind always
of
run.
Yeah, always two in the air and one on the ground ready to go.
Oh, you guys are having way too much fun.
We are. I tell you what, I'm on the inside for a minute, man. I'm going to hang out.
Jim Gray's in the cage once again, but not for much longer. Jay Munchie, we're on the fly out of Aviation Gateway Park having a great time at the Drone Cage. If you have not visited that part of AirVenture, make sure you head over and check out the whole Gateway Park. Jay Munchie, you're listening on the fly, and you're listening to EA Radio.